This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. It's the best bits. I'm Morgan, and this is my favorite part of doing the podcast because I get to bring on another show member and have a fun conversation. And this weekend, it's Raymundo. What's up, Ray?
Yo, what's up?
How you doing? That was a very low-key, like, hello for you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, we were setting the vibe here. What did you want it to be, like, super crazy Ray the Weather Guy?
No, I didn't, because it's early, and I was not going to be prepared either way.
I'm still recovering my voice from doing that the other day. Bones goes, oh, that's a good bit. We should do it more often. No, Bones, please no. My voice, it takes 4 days for me to fully be back.
I do feel a little hoarseness in your voice
yes,
this morning.
Of course.
Oh, crazy Ray. Hey, you did it to yourself. You did pitch that bit.
It is a bit, though. So as long as people like it, I get one tweet about it. Why not do it again?
Oh, did you just get one tweet about it?
Twitter is so terrible. Back in the day, I would get hundreds of tweets. Now one. Okay, does anybody?
Well, did you get a DM about it?
Probably. I got to check those. I am way behind on DMs, Twitter and Insta. So once I get an update on, like, look through them, then I'll get a real feel of it. You're right. I need to do that.
I bet they're coming through on DMs okay. Now. That would be my guess. Or, you know, guys, just hit up Ray about his crazy Ray, the weather guy segment, so it makes him feel better.
No, people hit me on the Cameo and they go, hey, can you do a crazy Ray, the weather guy for this city? Guys, I can't do a million of them. My voice will be shot because crazy voice equals no voice.
Yeah, that's true. And you do need it to still be able to talk on air sometimes.
Well, and even Bone says it when he does a weird, or he did the announcing.
Yeah.
He said for multiple days his voice was out.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? You're like they can't, the vocal cords don't get used to that.
My theory on it, not to get too deep, is you just train your voice to what it's used to. Boom, I'm used to talking like this. Hi, yeah, I'm used to all that. That's all normal. But then when you do something out of the ordinary, that's when it strains them.
So that's why you think like metal screamers and rock bands can yell because they're used to it.
Yes, and also artists, I'm sure right away they lose their voice, but Luke Combs, Garth, a couple random ones I just named out of nowhere, Kane Brown, but people that have been doing it and stuff that have multiple concerts, they know how to do it with their voice. They don't lose their voice. They're probably fine the next day.
Well, we got to train Crazy Ray then.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No. Crazy Ray will never be trained. It's going to be just a one-off segment.
Oh, man. I vote we're going to train him. That's my goal. We're going to dive into some blind karaoke coming in at that number 7 spot, but we're not talking blind karaoke. We're talking your jams right now, Ray. What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you vibing with?
Got to be real. Morgan Wallen, that new album.
Yeah.
That's all we say. We go, boom, play device, Morgan Wallen's new album, and we'll listen to it all the way through.
It's just been on repeat since he dropped it?
Dude does not miss.
What's your favorite song off of it?
I believe it's almost the first two. So it's the One Thing at a Time and then Friday Night, Last Night.
Yeah. The two that he dropped as singles basically before the album came out.
Those ones are phenomenal.
Last Night is a vibe.
There's also, I believe, the first song on the track where he's talking about, oh my gosh, now I got to pull up the album.
Oh, it's okay.
It's really good.
Here, I got you. I have a good way of pulling it up. and you can get the full list. It's the very first track?
Yes, because anytime we do it, it's number one.
Born with a Beer in My Hand?
That one. It's really good as well. So those are my top three.
Those are your top three? Oh, yeah. There's some good. I also love Ain't That Some.
I've probably heard that.
I mean,
Ain't
obviously.
That Some. Is that it?
Yeah, okay, he like basically says he's going to cuss, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. But honestly, you are right. They're all good. But Last Night is a whole vibe.
Oh, I mean, there's some straight up heaters. The way that he can do that in an album and have boom, boom, boom is very, very impressive. Usually it's one or two from an album that I like.
Yeah, especially 34 songs, I think.
And it's easy listening. It's one of those where the reference is Colby Calais, and you could just put her album in and listen to the whole thing. You can almost do that with Wallen.
Almost, but not totally.
No, you can. but we don't do CDs and stuff
anymore.
Yeah,
that's true. I did see you at the Morgan Wallen concert, and you were going off. You were having a time.
Yeah, I had a little bit too much of a time. Mm-hmm. I should have told myself beforehand, okay, hey, you're going to meet up with friends, but it's cool to just talk and not just keep chugging drinks. And then it's cool to just go and walk around Bridgestone without going to every bar there.
I mean, but Ray, that was like your guy. I mean, him and Sam Hunt are like your two favorites.
Exactly.
So you were just going off for your guy.
Yeah. Now we celebrated, and then I tried to go to a club afterwards, and the bartender or the bouncer goes, "You are slurring your words. I'm going to send you home."
Oh, you didn't even get into the bar.
And Baser immediately was so excited and took me in the cab, and we were outie.
I love that she was excited and not like bummed.
Well, because she knew. And the guy, and I believe I even said in the moment, I go, "I can't even fake sober." And the guy goes, "Get out of here." But she was happy because she knew it was time to go.
That's funny, Ray.
Everybody knows the moment where it's time to go.
You didn't get kicked out of the bar this time. You got pre-kicked out of the
bar. Yeah. And didn't make it in. But I heard it sucked anyway, so I was glad I didn't get in.
Oh, right. What bar was it?
Tootsie's, Legends, one of those two.
Oh, one of the like iconic bars.
Or maybe it was Layla's. It was one of those three.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry you didn't even make it in the door. But you were vibing. What about TV shows?
TV shows. We did Outer Banks. There's the new season.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
I stopped watching season 2, episode 1. I couldn't get into it.
Oh.
I couldn't get into it.
Because it's season 3 now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we did. It's not great, but I love that it's boats, water. The kids are similar in age. Maybe they're younger than me. That's what I always go for. I have a list of things that have to be in shows.
Okay, what's your list of things?
Attractive characters.
Okay.
People similar in age than me. I don't need 80-year-old people on the TV screen. Boats, water, sun.
Those are all having to be a part of a TV show
for the most part. If any TV show or movie includes all those, Baser goes immediately, "Hey, we got to watch this. It has everything you want in it."
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, water. I mean, that's my thing. Boats, water, because I don't live on the water, so I envy it.
You like to live vicariously through them?
Exactly.
So you were living vicariously through the Outer Banks cast searching for treasure.
Yeah, until they kind of lost me a little bit. So we haven't finished it, but I would say we're maybe halfway through season 3.
See, I couldn't get back into it. People say that like it's kind of gone down each season a little bit more.
Well, you know, there's alleged rumors out there about John B and a country superstar.
I don't think they're alleged anymore, Ray. I think there's photos of
and she
them
did
a lot.
She almost did a TikTok rap where she goes, she was singing one of her songs and she goes, "Oh, and then there's John B."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she's in pictures, he is in pictures she's posted.
Okay.
And they're holding hands.
And they were in Nashville together.
I don't know that it's like they're officially dating, but they're vibing is what she keeps saying.
Oh, so hey, vibing is the new way to say that you're dating with a chick or with somebody.
I think it's a way to say that you're casually dating without like the title of he's my boyfriend, she's my girlfriend.
I've got to use that. Bae's for sure going to slap me, but I've got to use that one time whenever I introduce, be like, "Oh yeah, this is my chick. Yeah, we're vibing."
Oh my God, right. She will slap you. She may slap you right then and there. Like, because y'all are married, okay?
So are you two? Are you two married? Oh, no. Me and Baser, we're vibing.
I do. I think that's like the way that they describe casually dating now.
Girl, you need to do that in your dating when you're starting to dating profile these people. Oh, yeah, we're vibing a little bit.
We're vibing.
You've got to bring that to the Bobby Bones show.
Okay.
Bones goes, "Hey, are you guys going steady? What's the deal going on dates?" We're vibing.
If I get something even close to steady, Ray, I will do that for you. But there ain't even options right now. Oh, well, I do have some TV shows that I'm watching. I want to know if you've seen any of these.
Yeah, hit me. I want to hear yours.
I don't know if you will have, but they're all like new seasons of all of these. But The Mandalorian.
No, that's Mike D.
Okay. Shadow and Bone. It's on Netflix.
No, there may be a lot of no's on this because if it's super girly, that's my wife's show that I'm watching with her. But I don't pick out shows. She watches them and we watch them together.
I know. And a lot of these are like sci-fi or superhero, honestly.
Well, then there's a 0% chance.
But there is one on here that I think you're watching. Okay. But I'm going to put it last.
All right.
The Flash. No.
No.
Superman and Lois.
Negative.
The Last of Us. You've heard Bobby talk about that.
He has, and I'm intrigued.
But haven't watched it.
Haven't watched it, but I definitely was going to bring it up. Okay. Probably right after this podcast, you guys get done listening in your cars. We're all going to watch it together. I'm telling Baser when I leave.
Okay. It is good. Just tell her she may have to look away a few times. I had to play my games on my phone throughout a few episodes.
For what?
The Last of Us.
Violence?
It, yes, but in like a different sense.
Gross weird.
Yeah. There was moments, and I talked to my sister, and she was like, yeah, I really liked it too, but I definitely like looked away during a few parts.
Dang.
So, but, you know, that's, I think it may be more, we're not huge violence people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like violence to watch in like movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's not really worth seeing it.
Yeah. So, but just that may be the only thing that is hard about The Last of Us. And then Ted Lasso, the new season just came out, the new episode.
First season, watched a couple episodes, never watched it again.
Ray, you didn't get into Ted Lasso?
No, I could see myself maybe later at that season of my life. I just wasn't feeling it. It might have been football season. I didn't feel like watching a soccer show.
I mean, that's fair. It is also basketball season. I had like tweeted this and the sore losers came back at me and were like, it's basketball season. What are you doing?
You were tweeting television shows. And it's the middle of a thing called March Madness.
Okay, I would like to remind you that not everyone watches basketball.
I know. And Baser's bracket's already busted.
Oh, dang. Who did she have winning?
She had College of Charleston, I think because we went to Charleston, and the college was right next to our hotel.
Dang.
And they got beat. And they were massive like underdog. Round? Yeah, she goes, my back bracket's busted. And I go, well, most people, it's because an Arizona got beat or a really good team got beat. Mm. For her, she picked a crazy underdog, and of course they got beat.
So Thursday, and then today, Friday, are those the first rounds that are happening?
Yeah, so it goes 4 days straight for multiple weeks. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I believe next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So, but is this whole weekend all first round, or does it first round, second round?
First round, Thursday, Friday, second round, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, okay. So we got two rounds going on. Who has been the upset so far?
That was Arizona. They got absolutely upset by Furman, and then Princeton. Who the heck did Princeton beat? Come on, who did they beat? What is this, a sports show?
No, I'm just curious. This is me as like, I'm not going to watch. I just want to know who like the big upsets are so I can be involved in pop culture.
Princeton beat Arizona, and then Furman beat Virginia. That's what it was.
Okay, and those were the two big upsets so far.
Yeah, wild ones. It was one of the upsets was a 15-2, which rarely happens, but it actually has happened 3 years in a row, but typically doesn't happen.
Mm.
That makes
and it's
sense.
Hard to kind of like pinpoint the team that's going to do that, I assume.
But I've explained it in depth. I believe UIL money, kids are getting more and more talented. They don't play as much defense. In basketball, you can get hot. In football, you're just a good team. So in basketball, one of the only sports where if you get hot, you can beat a great team if you're from a really small school in a crazy way.
That's a good theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's mine.
Okay.
Because those games would never happen in football for the most part.
Mm.
A Furman would never beat a Virginia. Never.
But basketball, there's that possibility.
Yes, because of a hot shooting hand and they don't play as tight a defense as they used to.
Which one do you like to watch more, the playoffs in football or March Madness?
March Madness.
Mm, okay.
It's the best month.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I do remember March Madness working at Buffalo Wild Wings. I think that's why I have such a not need to watch sports.
Because you were probably working there out of a sudden, out of nowhere, what is this madness going on? And they go, it's March Madness.
Oh, yeah. There was promotion around it. Like, between that, football, and UFC, like, I was engulfed in sports every day of my life for 4.5 years.
Dang. I've never heard this side.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why now I just don't, like, I'll cheer on my teams, but I don't have to watch. I just am like, okay, cool, they won.
I kind of dated this chick one time that worked at B-Dubs, and she loved it. Because you were friends with your coworkers, and you get to eat the food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Buffalo being my first job, and there was a reason I worked at it for 4.5 years. Like, I loved it going in every day. Even the fact that sports was involved made it a fun environment.
Yeah.
It's just probably why now I'm I'm like, okay, I don't need to watch sports. I've seen enough of it in my life.
Yeah, ours is decent. I feel like they need to update it a little bit. I want bigger TVs. You got 70s in there, I want 100s.
Oh, you want even bigger.
And then they randomly stole my Golden Tee one day. We go in there and we go, hey, what happened to the Golden Tee? And they had no excuses, no reasons. It didn't break. They just got rid of it to put another table in there.
No, they needed some more money.
Golden Tee is amazing. Bring it back.
I don't think we ever had any games at My Buffalo.
It's really the only one.
Yeah.
Because Golden Tee is just something where some guys can just go in the corner and play. The other ones probably take up too much space, and they want to throw as many tables.
You know what? Now that you say that, there was one in the back corner.
Here we go.
I do think there was a Golden Tee back there. I remember some of my regulars would always go play it.
Exactly. It's okay. All coming back now.
It is.
Were they losers?
No. Okay, I did have a decent amount of regulars, though.
Well, we had one of our corner bars. Me and Baze are going there. We totally jack around with it. We're not serious at all. I swear some of these other guys come in with batting gloves on when they're playing it because it kind of rubs the bottom of your hand.
Oh, gosh. No. Yeah, none of that.
It was insane.
That's too much.
Yeah, it kind of scarred me. I don't know if I've been back since they did that.
Oh, that like threw you? I can't become these guys?
The bar owner got involved because it was kind of a tussle between whose turn it was to use the Golden Tee.
Oh,
I know.
And it was with the regulars?
The regulars, and we'd had a couple drinks, and we don't back down from a good argument.
Oh, so you haven't been back to the bar
since? We've avoided that bar, too.
Oh, Ray. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
And I'm pretty sure it was around March Madness time last year.
It was, yeah. Well, and we always had to wear jerseys. We'd wear jerseys for football teams.
Right.
We'd wear, they'd change our uniforms sometimes for March Madness, and we'd have different colors. So it felt like I was part of a sports team.
Tell me, high school or college?
High school and a little bit into freshman year of college.
You're lucky. What a bomb high school job.
Oh, it was awesome. It was I started as a host. I moved to the takeout girl, and then I did expo, which was like deliver all the wings. And then I went to be a server, and I was a server for most of that time, like 2.5 years. And I made bank, right?
Nice.
Like, and I still, to this day, have a gallon baggie full of all the phone numbers that got left on my tables.
I would throw that away.
No, it's just funny. It's because they're all written on napkins or receipts, and it's so, like, embarrassing to think that that's what high school me was up to.
But is that also kind of a badge of honor?
A little bit. The fact that I got a gallon baggie, that's pretty cool.
Hey-o.
You know, there was some attractive men that go into Buffalo Wild Wings. Not going to lie. Coming in at number 6, listener wanted to pay Lunchbox to be at their wedding, which was a funny segment in itself, but we're not talking about a wedding. Ray, let me tell you about this 81-year-old man who survived a week in a snowbank by eating candy and croissants.
Yeah!
Like, that's what he survived on because that's what he had. If you got stuck somewhere, what's a snack that you always have on you that you would have this story about that you survived on?
Because it's keto, beef jerky.
Ooh, that's just like you have it with you basically in your pocket all the time?
I got it in this drawer. Not necessarily pocket, but I love it. It's because it's real. There's no sugar, no carbs if you get the right ones. And you can now at the grocery store, you can find ones without any of that. Perfect keto. Give me it.
Beef jerky. Well, I don't think your story would make the news because I think beef jerky is pretty common.
No, they would say, no, not because of the uniqueness. They would say this dude lived there for 2 hours by choice or for 2 years by choice eating beef jerky because he said it was that good.
Just only, okay. What is the most superior brand and flavor beef jerky?
Oh, I just go with the Publix.
That was really uneventful. Right?
I know, because the other ones have a lot of sugar and stuff, so I haven't rocked those in 5 years.
So it's like plain beef jerky from Publix.
Yeah, but they put some stuff. They put good stuff on it.
Okay, so but it doesn't have a specific seasoning or flavor.
It's the flavor, maybe campfire smoke.
Okay.
Teriyaki, you can get that one. I believe that one.
No, I'm asking for you, like superior that you always buy.
Teriyaki from Publix.
Okay.
I got it in my drawer right here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just asking for the people.
Sweet and hot. When did I randomly get this one?
I love that. That's what you fall out. Like,
but it is
teriyaki.
But it is public.
Public section.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, Ray. Trying to find some consistency here.
I know.
Mine is either one of my. It's called like a pucket, like the. Why can't I remember the name? I love them lately. It's like the little granola puckets, basically.
Okay.
And they're really yummy. Or Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt is good, but it's just tough around here. You got yogurt, spoons.
Yeah, it's like a commodity to find a spoon here.
So bad.
So you get really excited when you can eat your yogurt with a spoon and not a... I've eaten my yogurt with a knife and with a fork before.
Bro, I have brought plates from home.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
I bring fine china from my house because we have nothing.
Mm-hmm. But you know what would be funny is if I get stuck and I have Greek yogurt, it's probably going to go bad because it's one of those things that kind of has to be in the fridge.
Yeah, they're going to say, geez, sorry. What the heck stuck my throat? They're going to say, oh, she had Greek yogurt but couldn't eat it because it was spoiled. So she decided to eat nothing.
Yeah, and then I'd die.
She chewed on rubber instead of the Greek yogurt because they expire within 2 days.
Once I got rid of all my granola buckets, I would be dead.
My rule is you can't buy stuff that expires in 3 days. It's got to be a week or two.
Yeah.
Yogurt's one of those.
That's not good for you. That's not like Whole Foods though, right?
I know, but that's my big thing. I hate when you're under a countdown to try and eat something before it expires.
Okay, but you need to eat Whole Foods. And most of the time, processed foods are what don't have countdowns.
But your Greek yogurt, the second you leave that grocery store, the countdown begins. Boom.
But it's like 2 weeks.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
You got like 2 weeks to eat some yogurt, right?
Okay.
It was National Potato Chip Day this week. If you could only keep one potato chip brand, which one are you keeping?
Doritos.
Oh, solid.
The Cooler Ranch. That dates back to high school.
Did you say Cooler Ranch?
Whatever
or Cool
it's called.
Ranch.
Don't care.
It's Cool Ranch.
Don't memorize the bag. I eat it so fast, I don't even have to look at the bag.
I'm now going to call them Cooler Ranch.
Cool.
Doritos. That was your favorite? You still eat them today?
No, but if you're at Super Bowl party or something random and they're there, yes, for sure the bowl is in serious jeopardy of being emptied.
I think mine would be Lay's.
Okay.
Because it's like the OG.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing a lot of potato chip brands. I love the Kettle Cooked, but I think I could do without it.
Kettle Cooked are hard, mm-hmm. but the jalapeno ones are good.
I do love me some Pringles.
Pringles.
Really good.
I haven't had a Pringle in about 3 years.
I know, but the Lay's, man, that's the OG.
Yeah, they're good.
Mm-hmm. So we got Lay's and Doritos at our apocalypse party.
Yep.
I like that for us.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We had Easton Corbin on the show this week. He performed a few of his hit songs, which you can see on our YouTube page, Bobby Bowden Show. But I want to talk to you, Ray, about CRS this week. We had Country Radio Seminar Week.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I saw some things go down. And
please tell.
And one of them involves your guy.
M-Dub?
Oh, no, your favorite guy.
S-H?
Yeah, CMY. And I can tell you, this all happened in front of people. This wasn't like secretive stuff. But this is like I went to a UMG lunch. So at lunchtime at the Ryman, they had like 14 artists all come out and play a song. And at number three, what I saw happen, Vince Gill, you know who that is?
Yes.
He sat side stage for every single artist.
I heard that.
Watched them.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time from beginning to end for 2.5 hours.
He wants to see the future generations.
I loved that about him. He was so involved and just wanted to be there and experience it, because most of the time you see bigger artists, they're not like, they come out when they have to come out and they leave.
Right.
Whereas Vince Gill was just sitting there, like, admiring everyone. Like, he had all the time in the world.
That's cool.
And he's an eagle. Like, he doesn't have all the time in the world.
The eagle.
The eagle. Do you know what I'm making reference to?
I'm guessing one of your Marvel movies.
No, he's in the Eagles, the band. And he's an eagle.
He is?
Yes. He's, like, massively got part of that. Ray.
Stop.
Hey, the more you know, my guy. And then at number two, Parker McCollum slapped his boss.
What?
So they reenacted the Will Smith Oscar slap.
That's awesome.
So his boss, who this guy always like announces at the UMG lunch at CRS, and he started talking, like introducing Parker and mentioned his wife, Halle Ray Light. And all you hear from side stage is, keep my wife's name. And you're like, wait, what? Wait, hold on. And you're like, that sounds familiar. And it's Parker. And he's saying the thing that Will Smith said. And then he walks across stage and he slaps his boss. And then, like, it goes back. And he's like, after the slap, he was laughing the whole time. It was definitely, like, orchestrated, but it was hilarious and so out of left field.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Never saw one thing on Twitter about that. That's stupid.
Well, I have it. I have the slap. Like, I have video of it.
Please, I would love to see a slap heard around the world since Will Smith and get cringe with Kit or whatever.
I saved it in case we were going to talk about it on the show. I didn't want to post it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got the slap. But then Parker came on. He's like, my mom is on TikTok. Please don't post that. Because it was obviously like an inside joke that was planned.
Yes.
But it was funny because it was just so just off kilter.
And you're already half asleep from morning show and you go there.
Yeah. And that happens.
Caught you off guard.
But then at number one, your guy, Sam Hunt, he played an unreleased song that's coming out in the next few months, and it's called Locked Up.
I heard that, and I mean, is that about him when he went to jail?
When I tell you that I was listening to this entire song, and I have a one-minute clip of it. I don't know if it ever got sent to you. Did it?
No.
Okay, so because I like send it in, and I can just play it from my phone, but it literally addresses like the rumors about his life. That
wow.
have like happened in the last year.
But I wonder on here, can we only play 5 seconds?
Yeah, let me play 5 seconds, but let me get it for you.
Yeah, make it a good five.
That's just like the first five, and I'm talking. Yeah, I'm talking.
you're copying Bones how he does it on the podcast?
I don't know how else to do this. But like, it's just wild.
So he
addressed it. Like,
yeah.
That was his way of essentially addressing some of the things that have come out in the last few years about him.
The question is, did he get a standing ovation at the Ryman?
You know, I think he did get some standing ovations.
Because nothing matches. YouTube this right now after the podcast. Casey Musgraves, Follow Your Arrow, Ryman. Insane.
Did she perform it at like CRS and it
yes,
came out?
Yes, for the first time. I wasn't there, but that video clip, boom. Oh. If you write a song, it's got to, that's the, like the pinnacle of Ryman performances. Because it was such an amazing hook. She goes, you got to follow your arrow round and round, round it goes. Because you think the hook's about to end, and then it just keeps going round and round. And then she is up there, and nobody knows who she is. Standing ovation.
Wild. Okay, I'm going to have to look at that.
Yep.
But yeah, it was kind of that moment. Vince Gill was the only one who got a full-blown standing ovation. But Sam Hunt did get some. But I think most people were kind of in shock a little bit. Because he obviously was addressing some very personal things.
And it's called Locked Up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great song because everything Sam puts out is really good. It's kind of hard not to be good. But I was sitting there just like, holy crap, he did that.
Well, that means he's going to play it for show when I go to Vegas in April.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling because I think it comes out in the next few months.
Well, I'll do another recording of it and see if my recording makes it over yours.
Oh, okay. Probably will. But that's why it's here. Okay. These are my rejected segments, right? But I wanted to share it because I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Like, who makes a song about the rumors about themselves?
Morgan Evans and Kelsey Ballerini, apparently you just talk about your relationship. Carly Pierce and Michael Ray, you just talk about it, write about it, put it out there. Woo!
You know, I mean, honestly, though, it is a better way than making a statement.
It's therapy.
Yeah.
It ends up making a banging song.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, people just something happens, song it.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you make money off of your own hurt, because like if you're going to be in pain, you might as well make some money.
If you're writing a song too, it's what you're thinking about. You're thinking about that hurt, yeah. Write a song about it.
Dang, I wish I could write songs now.
That's it's too late for that. You were at B-dubs, but you should have been at songwriting school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, not for me. Well, we did have a listener also call in and want to get a show tattoo, which was a wild moment. We all had to agree to it.
There's so many negative things that can go on with that. But if you really believe in something as much as that, I would get a Sam Hunt, but I'm married. I'm not going to get Sam Hunt. You know, if it was a perfect world where you can just, I don't know, I'd get a Morgan Wall. You get stuff you love. If she loves the show, then show.
Yeah, who are we to stop her?
Yeah.
But it is the irony of, like, hopefully she, like, never gets in trouble or something. It, like, comes out that she has, like, this tattoo and that's what's in the news.
That one. And there's so many different directions the show could go. The show could just be TV. Maybe it goes to this. Maybe it splits up. There's a million different directions. It just reminds me of somebody that gets a Super Bowl tattoo and then the team loses. Because she's kind of, with that tattoo, she's just entrusting us with the rest of her life having a show that's called The Bobby Bone Show.
But, you know, in all fairness, it was that moment, and she'll always remember this moment of The Bobby Bone Show.
And some people's autographs aren't that great. Mine is good. Bones is awesome. Amy's is good. Haven't seen yours. Eddie's is terrible. Lunch's is pretty bad. He goes, lunch, and then underneath the box, it's so bad.
He doesn't even put it all as one word. It's one word.
He could draw a little lunchbox, and then it'd be LB, box, or so. He could make it look better. His is pretty weak. Scuba's, you know, is awesome.
Mine is whenever it's listeners, because that's like the, but I don't think I'll do it for this one since it is a tattoo, but I normally put M with a 2, kind of like M squared.
Yeah.
And then with a heart next to it.
I like that.
Yeah. Just because it, like, that's pretty much who I was for most of the show.
Okay.
So, but I don't think I'll do this with the tattoo because M2 being on her body feels weird.
You know? So should I not do Sizzin? It's kind of just a fake name I made up.
Yeah, I think I'll just do Raymundo. Like, do the thing that you're actually identified as, because...
No, we've started doing Sizzin. When people do hand me the picture with our faces on it.
Okay, but that's fine.
Okay.
That's a picture. this is like body. A tattoo. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but what is something you're doing for the first time this year? This call inspired this question.
First time this year. Yeah. Let's see here.
It can be small. It can be big.
Going to Phoenix.
You've never been to Arizona before?
I've been to Arizona, never been to Phoenix.
Okay. Why so Phoenix?
Parents are there. We're doing a family reunion type thing.
Oh, okay. So, wait, do your parents live there now?
No. My parents are going on a cross-country trip to a bunch of random cities, but the one major city they're going through is Phoenix. So that's the one we're meeting them at.
Oh, that's fun, though. Are they retired?
Very retired.
And they're just, like, enjoying life?
Yes, and they drive it, and they go through all these small towns and just go hiking. Not, I would say my dad could play golf. I mean, he could play some sports like that, but they don't. Mm. But they go hiking. They go to shows. They're going to Branson.
That's my dream. It's my dream to do a cross-country road trip. You think I'm kidding, right? Hey, that's my dream.
I believe they're in New Mexico right now. They need to swig around and pick you up.
I'm not kidding. I want to, especially like all the West. I want to do like the entire coast of California. I want to go to Utah. I want to go to Wyoming. Like all the West. I would love to just do a massive road trip and drive all of them.
I think everybody does. Get a Winnebago and do it. We just don't have the time.
I know.
So you're going to have to be retired. Which is sad. I wish I could do it.
You know how messed up that is?
It's so bad. You know what I want to travel the country as? A 37-year-old man, not when I'm 87.
Yeah, but I can, like, move around, have a good time, go on a hike.
Hey, Morgan, get off the wheelchair ramp and come see Yellowstone.
God, it's so stupid, man. I hate that. Okay, well, Phoenix is going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and I guess first time, it was something else we're going to do. Go to another city for a concert. I've done that for Garth, but I've never done it for Sam Hunt, if that counts.
That does count.
Vegas, Sam Hunt.
Yeah. Garth is on your level with Sam Hunt.
Yeah, we did Garth in Louisville, Atlanta, maybe just those two. Yeah.
And now Sam Hunt is coming to Garth status.
Yep.
Dang, look at you, Ray. Yeah, and you got mad. Hey, listen, I would like to address something, too. You got mad at me because I compared Morgan Wallen's Bridgestone to a Garth Brooks moment.
Was it? Oh, on Twitter.
Yes.
That when I fire on Twitter, don't take it to heart.
I know, but I didn't even say it was like, this is Garth Brooks. I said, it's giving modern day Garth Brooks. And you're like, whoa, slow down. And I was
said,
like, okay,
slow down, horsey.
Yes. But, but arguably you were in that arena the fact that people knew all of his brand new songs day one, it was 18,000 free fans. Like,
I'm with you.
It was giving modern day Garth Brooks.
Did you wait in line for those tickets?
No, I didn't.
Lucky, neither did I. But Abby did. What a dumb A.
Yeah.
Abby, we're in radio. We had hookups.
Well, it was a disaster to get the tickets, though. That was kind of a mess.
For the point that I never even had an email or anything, I had a form that said Ray Blank Slater and Laura Baser. How is this getting me into the Bridgestone? I need tickets with barcodes.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess. But so, you know, I think it might have been probably safer to go stand in line for tickets. So I get it.
I swear to God, though, I didn't really look at the email. So I was about to roll up there. If I hadn't got a hit up from Kevin, I was going to go up there with my phone and the email just said our two names. The dude was going to laugh at me at the ticket counter. There's no way they're giving you anything for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool.
True.
You have two names on a piece of paper in an email.
Yeah, it was. Trust me, it was interesting how everything came down. There was some behind the scenes stuff that happened.
Tell me off mic.
I will. I got you.
Tell me in the back alley.
I'm not telling you in the back alley. That sounds weird. I'm doing my first official astrology reading.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've lost her.
So I got offered to go to this event at like a new hotel in town, basically one of their new rooftops. And they're planning like this event in there. They're offering astrology readings. All you have to do is bring your rising sun and moon signs.
Is it's at nighttime or is it a weekend drinking thing?
It's a weekday and it's at like 5 o'clock is when it starts.
But astrology is nighttime with the stars, but this is an indoor type thing.
Planetarium. It's on the rooftop. So it's technically not indoor. It's like outdoor.
So you're going to see stars or it's just an astrology reading?
It's an astrology reading.
Okay.
But it does have, it has involvement with the stars, but it's these people that channel. It's like Amy's psychic cousin.
Yes, tarot cards.
They channel things. So,
all right, do some channeling for me. Let me know what my future looks like.
No, you have to do that yourself. Do you know when you were born?
Maybe.
You have to know like when you were born, what time. Like, there's very certain things of when the stars align.
No, I get it because it's where the sun's rotating, and that's why they always say that months of the year and people are born.
Yeah. So please send good vibes to me that I get some good news.
Okay.
What if I go in the astrology reading? It's like all bad news.
Then you would need to switch up your life and do everything completely opposite of what you're doing.
Exactly. I'm also planning a trip to Ocean Springs, Mississippi and New Orleans.
Neato.
Louisiana.
Girls trip?
Yeah. Doing a little road trip.
Is this for our break?
No, just for like a long weekend.
Nice. That's what Phoenix is, long weekend.
Yeah. Just like I'm trying to do more with my weekends instead of going out and drinking or going out to dinner. I'm like, I need to do more with my time and my money.
We're only on this earth so long.
Yeah, see, like, you know what? I may not be able to go do my road trip out west, but I could do a road trip close to here.
Tell me those cities again.
Ocean Springs, Mississippi. So
I've never heard anybody go there before. What is the reason?
It's down. So my whole goal is to visit every state. That's, like, what I'm trying to do. I only have 17 left. And
hey-o.
I know. And I've never been to Mississippi, never had a reason to go down. But Ocean Springs is like sits on the Gulf.
I got a reason for you. Tunica.
What is Tunica?
That's where you gamble. It's the one place where you cross the border. Where they have physical structure casinos. I went there for a weekend without Baser.
I was going to say, I feel like I've heard of that.
It was awesome.
It's in Mississippi?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I won so much money and Baser goes in. She knew I was drunk because I call her the night before and stuff. And she goes, get home the next day. And so it was supposed to be a whole weekend trip. And the next day, get home.
Oh, that wasn't good for you. Tunica did not do you good.
No. The reason why I'd already won. And she just goes, there's no reason to stay there anymore. You're going to lose. It's not like I was. What could I possibly do? All the people there were 60.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, yeah. So I'm going down there to the beach and then it's like an hour from New Orleans. And I've been wanting to go to New Orleans. I still want to go for Mardi Gras at some point, but I don't know when that will happen in my life. So I'm like, I need to at least go visit while I can. And I'm going to go get some beignets and go on the Bourbon Street.
It's not Bourbon. Beale.
Beale Street. No, Beale is Memphis. It's Bourbon Street.
It's Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
You're right. I remember the only memory I have of it, I drove through there with my mom going to college and me and her just passed through it and I go, oh my gosh, Mom, Bourbon Street. And she goes, yeah. And then we just drove through and didn't even stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I was with my mom though. What am I supposed to jump out, get a hotel and do some beignets or whatever that is?
Yeah. Beignets are donuts.
Oh.
I love me some Cajun food. So good. So I'm excited to go eat down there.
Well, then Mardi Gras is your holiday.
I know. I want to go, but, you know, it kind of falls during work most of the time.
So. It already passed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Someday. But I am going to go.
When you're 87.
Probably when I'm 87. When you're planning a trip, I would like to know, are you the planner or are you the friend that goes along with everything?
For me and Baser's trips, I would say it's 50-50. We hit Instagram hard. If we're going to a place with water, we'll know exactly the color of the water before we even get there.
Yeah.
Dominican Republic, we knew it was going to be gorgeous. But we also talk to people. She's hitting up friends. The booking of stuff, she does. So I would say she does more of the actual technical stuff. Me, I'm like a freelancer. Ooh, boom. Found this one chick's Instagram. Look at that water. What do you think about that? And then she sees if there's a good all-inclusive hotel. I'd say it's semi 50-50.
Okay. I like that you're part of the planning process, though.
And I would say years ago, not anymore, but we'd have a good all weekend, and our friends in Texas, we'd all just plan a trip together. So that's how we went to Miami. That's how we went to Fort Lauderdale. We were originally going to go to Hawaii, but then we invited them after a good old weekend. So I'd say with some drinks flowing, that's what when back in the day, a majority of the trips would
when
get planned.
When you used to plan?
Yeah, okay. Well, no, and also when we get just hammered.
That's fair.
Yeah, Baser, she chills now. She'll just have a couple drinks. So before, when we'd really tie one off, that's when the trips got planned. We'd wake up.
I love that.
In a month, we're going to Miami. And then we'd end up there and be like, how did this get booked again? Oh, yeah. We were all having a good old Saturday.
I love that because you can't back out on it. It's like, well, it happened and we're going.
We went to all of them, too. We never backed out of one.
That's so cool. I love that idea. I'm very proud of you, though, Ray, because I do know a decent amount of guys who are kind of they just tag along. They're there to have fun.
No, yeah, I have to do a little bit. I'll give her my advice. I've been to some countries, and I've been on cruises, so I know cities and stuff. And then her parents, they would go to the Bahamas. They would go to Florida. So I would say it's shared, you know, like my track history of vacations and hers.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm such a planner, Ray, that for this trip that I've already started putting together, I put together Google Doc links. And okay. I have like restaurants and bars we should try, places we could go, things we could do, and I have lists.
We do that. We do. There's a lot of pictures. Yeah, we'll go on people's Instagrams.
Yeah.
Screenshot it and then say, we got to go to this restaurant. So you can just click on the city and there'll be people that post in that city. Mm-hmm. And then we screenshot all these restaurants and stuff.
Yep. And I will like go on TikTok and I'll search hashtags of like New Orleans and it'll be like top places to eat. And I'll like go through all of them and see how the comments too, like if people agree or if they're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's also key because everybody can post anything, right?
Right.
But is it like a legit opinion?
We end up going to decent, good spots because of the reviews and stuff. So yeah, we do our research. We're not just going to end up at some spot and be unhappy.
Good. I like it. I like that we're both planners, right?
Yeah. I mean, you really have to be a planner because there are bad hotels. There are bad restaurants and you don't want to, if you only have a weekend, you better be going to the best brunch spot, the it dinner and walking on the best roads.
Yep. And I like to map out. I'll be like, okay, well, I love doing a road trip because I can be like, we do this and then we go here and we do this and we can fit it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Road trips are my favorite for that. And I can like totally plan it out and see it.
The worst is when you don't know weather wise, obviously for packing, you know, it is going to be sweater weather. Is it layers, stuff like that? But, sorry. Ugh, I got a frog in my throat. So, but no, we didn't. When we went to Charleston, we didn't necessarily know it was going to be a little hotter than it was. And so we're like, a mile, is that walkable? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's walkable. Oh, so 1.2 miles, is that walkable? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's walkable. We get down there and it's just kind of hot. And so then we just did a bunch of Ubers and we didn't plan on that.
That's okay.
But we wanted it to be an awesome walk, but we just didn't. I don't know. We don't feel like sweating. And then you get to where you're going to go and you're all sweating.
No, I get that. And you gotta have some room for give, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's just part of vacation.
The weather will throw you off, though. You gotta prepare for that.
Yeah. And I do, like, I won't plan it. I'm like, oh, we have to do this by the hour. But I'll be like, if we want to do these five things, they're all by each other.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Like, group them together kind of thing. And if we don't, that's cool. But here's where they are.
And then there's always, you get back on the plane, there's those couple things you didn't do.
Yeah.
And I always reach over to him. I'm like, never did that. Man, got the screenshot and everything.
Why didn't we do it? But see, I'm at the place in my life, Ray, where I will not go back to the same place twice unless it's like I have to or there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I go once, I've seen it, cool. If I ever end up here, great, like on a whim or a chance, but I'm not planning to go back.
There are some places, though, that I think of when I was poor and I would go there. Because when I was in college, I had no money. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to Costa Rica with $200. Now that I actually have a full-time job, I would love to go back there.
Well, that makes sense.
So stuff like that, which I talked to Laura about. I'm like, we've got to go to some of those places I went to in college that I would go there and just make do out of rubbing two pennies together.
Well, yeah. And I think that makes sense. Yeah. Like, if you never got to, like, experience it completely for what it is. But I'm just like, I'm getting older and I don't have endless amounts of money. I want to keep seeing new things instead of, like, I love Destin. I've been to Destin, Florida a few times. I've also been to Phoenix, Arizona, which is where you fly in for Scottsdale because there's been like 8 parties that I've had to go to in Scottsdale. And
but I don't fly into Scottsdale.
No, like you fly into Phoenix to get to Scottsdale. But like Scottsdale's right there. Kay. Most of the time the things aren't in Phoenix, they're in Scottsdale.
Gotcha.
And I've seen them multiple times and I'm like, I don't want to keep spending my money to go back to a place I've already been.
Okay.
I'm ready to like spend it and be like, I need to go to Utah. I need to go to Wyoming. I need to, if I'm going to spend my time and my money again, it's going to be a new place.
Yeah. Wyoming, you got to go to a touristy spot. You can't just, I've lived there.
I know.
Lived there my whole life.
Well, I want to go to Jackson Hole, but that's I also want to go to Yosemite.
See, I don't know. I think those are different locations.
Yosemite, I believe, is about an hour and a half away.
Okay.
See, like I said, I like planning a road trip when I go somewhere.
Double checking your research.
Yeah, doing multiple things at once.
Jackson Hole's a spot, though.
I know, I want to go.
Yeah.
And you liked it?
I was a kid, and my parents refused to spend tourist money, so we would go to the places off the beaten path.
Ooh, but hey, if I ever go, I want some of that.
It log cabin places, we would stay at the Motel 1.
Hey, but you were still experiencing it.
But we were young. But yeah, it's dope.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I can plan a trip there sometime soon, I will let you know.
I remember even as a kid going there and going, wow, this is pretty sick.
Okay.
As an adult, probably times 10.
Yeah, now it's really expensive.
Because of Yellowstone?
Stupid expensive. Oh, yeah. Because I was looking for my 30th birthday, and I was like, no chance. Like, this is a lot. I can come here, like, by myself or, like, with a few people, but with, like, a group, ugh, that's a lot.
And there are cities that you look up and go, this is pricey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Jackson Hole is one of them.
Yep.
Salt Lake City is another one.
Utah. Hawaii was as well, but her parents paid for the whole thing. It was her cancer celebration one year.
Yeah, that was a cool trip.
Yeah, but I mean, it was very expensive. Jeep, expensive. Uh-huh. Place we stayed, expensive. We would go to a restaurant and be $300. Expensive.
Yeah. Hawaii is. I think that's their way of trying to get people not to come as much.
And I also just heard about Hawaii. Apparently, they're doing road construction during spring break. So that's their way of saying never come here, kids.
Well, I think there's been like on TikTok, and you're not on TikTok, right? But there's like a whole thing with the indigenous people in Hawaii. And they don't want people coming anymore. They're like, they've basically like disrupted our land.
Exactly what I just said then with the road construction.
I get it. And I'm glad we've already gotten a chance to visit Hawaii. I'm like, okay, like I'll stay away. Mm-hmm. I do love it though. It's beautiful.
If they're listening, they know you'll stay away. They said thank you.
Yeah. You too? You going
to
stay away?
Oh, well, I would do the road to Hana again because
to Hana? Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's the road to Hana.
It was so sick.
It was. It was. And you see, they call it like the 7 wonders.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And it's the longest trip ever, but it's so cool.
Waterfalls, the whole ride. You get out.
Some of the roads are very sketchy.
Oh, it was insane. It says there was an article in Daily Mail, one of the 5 most dangerous roads in the world. Mm-hmm. But my buddy was driving.
Cool. You're like, I was just along for the ride.
They didn't trust me. The chicks were in the back of the Jeep. He was there and I was riding shoddy the whole way.
Yeah, that talk about like list of top things ever done in my life. That is one of them.
Yeah, and the chicks were sleeping on the way home. And I go, open your eyes now. I don't care if you're sleeping. This is the most amazing view I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I love that we've both done that.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah.
And we were both in Jeeps.
Woo! If you're in Hawaii, you got to rent the Jeep.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the top down. It's like the whole vibe. When we were there, Luke Bryan's first spring break album had come out.
Yeah.
And we were vibing to that album on Road to Hana. We were like Luke Bryan and Jeep top down. It was amazing.
I want to say the music was a little sus and we might have been listening to randoms.
Oh.
That was the one thing that sucked. We didn't have our own tunes because I don't think there was Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And we didn't have downloaded music.
Oh, yeah. I think we had the CD. I think that's how we were jamming to that the whole time.
We might have been listening to Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah. That's not as cool.
No, it was cool. It was cool.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz.
In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, besides our road to Hana conversation, which I think Ray and I could talk about traveling all day, because I think both of us just love it.
I'm a traveler.
We spend our days doing that. But we did have a fun moment from Amy. She shared a savage parenting move. That's what I was trying to say. And y'all love to give your parent like opinions on anything parent related. And this was a hot topic online. So funny stuff there. Have you been a savage lately, Ray?
Not with kids. Don't have any.
No, but just like a savage in life.
No, I'm not too savage.
You don't have anything savage?
Give me an example of yours and I'll piggyback off.
Well,
that.
I'm considering going savage, and let me tell you why. So I discussed this with Mike D on my podcast, but I want your opinion.
All right.
Because I went to a tire company that stole my lug nuts on my car.
And you just made me think of one. Continue.
Okay. So I went. They basically told me there was a lawsuit with Jeep going on, and I needed to get the lug nuts removed from my tires and place like different ones on. Well, come to find out from my Jeep dealership, there is no lawsuit, and the lug nuts that they took off were $16 a piece. So over $500 in total that they took off from my car.
Interesting.
And put on a package that was $50. So literally swapped out like great fine lug nuts for cheap ones. And when I call them to not only give me a refund and give me my lug nuts back, they had thrown away my lug nuts and they still haven't refunded me the money.
Weird and sorry.
Yeah.
Also, so, Christmas present idea for Morgan, lug nuts.
Yeah, I need some new Jeep ones. But everybody's saying after I talked about it on the thing that I should file like a lawsuit or like go after them.
You're going to go after them for $500 worth of lug nuts.
I mean, yeah, they straight up lie. Like they're straight up selling Jeep parts on the black market.
All right. The U.S. Circuit Court next on the docket. Sir, yes, it's 16 lug nuts.
Oh, no.
Who is the woman?
There's multiple lug nuts and they were $16 a piece. Who knew lug nuts could cost so much money?
This is our first case in the district on this. Let me pull it up. Lug nuts.
Ray, they lied to me about a lawsuit.
The state of Tennessee versus Borgen Bass.
That's my last name. I am. That's rude. That's also not how you pronounce my last name. This is what I get for talking to you about it. You know what? A lot of listeners are like, you should seriously like get your money back and get your lug nuts back in some capacity because that's not legal in any way.
Savagery.
Yeah. So I'm considering it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not happy with this tire place.
That's bad. I'm sorry.
I know. What's your savage moment that I reminded you of?
Mine is about hitting up a restaurant because we thought that we got food poisoning from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Sent a strongly worded email only to realize it wasn't food poisoning. It was a stomach bug. So then we DM'd the restaurant back, said we were totally wrong, and they never responded.
Oh, you admit it. You owned up to your stuff.
But I'm not too proud. We've eaten there since then.
Wait, you not only owned up to your stuff, they didn't respond, you have now eaten there again?
Yeah, it's an awesome restaurant.
Will you tell me off the air the restaurant? Did you ever say on air who the restaurant was? I didn't think so. Yeah, tell me off. But I'm curious now.
Grill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that a chain?
Maybe. What isn't a chain?
Well, some in Nashville aren't, but I didn't know if that
name them. Milk and Honey, chain. Biscuit Love, chain.
Pancake Pantry?
Chain.
No, it's not.
It's not? Well, no, there's multiple ones in Nashville.
Well, I consider a chain when they're in multiple cities across the country. If there's a few in one city, I don't necessarily call that a chain.
That's the dictionary definition. Fine. But Hattie B's, there's 10 of them in our city. Chain.
Yeah.
Pancake Pantry, another one right on second or third. Chain. If there's not just one, chain.
What is the definition?
No, you're right, but I'm telling you my definition.
Restaurant. I know, I'm just so curious now.
Chain restaurant is multiple states, multiple time zones.
I mean, I think technically you're right. This is a group of restaurants with many different locations that share a name and concept.
Thank you.
But I just I consider chains like Olive Garden and Texas Roadhouse, where you can go to other cities and get them.
Big ticket.
If there's a few in one city, I don't necessarily, I'm like, oh, that's a chain.
Agreed.
So.
A Laughing Elephant? Not a chain.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
You ever drove by it?
No.
I believe it's not Thai, it's Foe.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, I used to pass it going to my gym. Never went there, but apparently it's pretty popular.
Okay.
But there's one of those.
Yeah.
Not a chain.
Not a chain.
Laughing Elephant.
I like the name, though.
I know.
Okay, well, that is savagery, and I'm proud of you for going back and eating there, but maybe you need to expand your horizons.
Oh, no, I didn't go back. I Uber Eats.
Oh, you don't want to show your face
there? Yeah, it'd be tough to go there.
Okay, now we're getting to it. I was like, wait, you went back? That's ballsy. Because they probably know what you look like.
Yeah, they do.
All right. That is some actual savagery on multiple levels. That's funny. Okay. Well, we also had another fun one. Speaking of Las Vegas, Carolyn Bryan surprised a listener with Adele tickets. Our listener, Elvis. That was a pretty cool segment.
Dope and unexpected. Didn't even really know we were going to. That's one of the bits that just happened and I was shocked by.
Yeah. And it was really cool. And just, I mean, they're really nice people. Luke Bryan is always really nice when he comes in, but so is Caroline. So.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Hey, that's a pretty good impression.
Hey, y'all, did you guys know I walked here?
A little you need some more deepness to that.
Well, he needs to come in again. He hasn't been in here in 6 months.
Okay. How are things going with you and Laura, though? How's life? How is that apartment living?
Apartment living's good. I believe they're going to open the pool in a couple weeks.
And that's what you're excited about because you love water.
They shut that beast down for 4 months, I think.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't opened it back up considering there's been some nice weather days.
I know. But then it drops down. Then it's 28 degrees and we're driving to work. But yeah, hopefully 2 weeks. And I've been telling people, I don't even work for the apartment. We just do the cares team.
Yeah.
So we get a discount on our rent. But I've been telling people, yeah, it'll be coming up. It'll be opening up. I don't know anything.
You're acting like you know all the time.
They don't tell us a date because they kind of just feel it out with the weather too. So, and then that's awesome because the nephew wants to visit. And then we have a bunch of friends in town that have kids. So randomly, I'm like an uncle now.
How does that feel? You're like, it's interesting being surrounded by kids, with your friends that didn't used to have kids, and then all of a sudden they have kids, and you're like, wait, where'd you come from?
Well, I get the best of it. I don't have to live with these kids. They just come in, I'm the cool guy for 2 days, and then I don't see them again.
I did see a picture of you on Instagram holding a baby, and I was like, what is Ray doing? You looked happy to be holding the baby, but you also looked uncomfortable at the same time.
I was six deep,
you're
and
drunk.
They were making me hold the baby, so I was 1 inch off the ground. Because God forbid I drop it. And I was so terrified. And it didn't cry. And I believe I was scratching its head. Didn't know if he liked that or not.
Was it a dog, Ray?
It was a newborn baby almost. And so I handed it to the person next to me. And I said, take this kid. And I'm not drinking anymore. Because that was terrifying.
Oh, Ray. Yeah, you look terrified in the photo. I was like, what is he doing? It looked like you were holding the baby 12 feet from your body. You were just like, what is this thing?
And back in the day, maybe mothers and dads too, but they had the feelings that you don't get my kid. I only get my kids. Nowadays, these parents, it's awesome because they go, they've told it to me that you go to a place and it's just, here you go. You can hold on to my baby if you want because they need a break.
Yeah.
And they've realized kids, we know all this new technology, all these new ways of doing things. You don't have to walk around with a kid in a freaking pillow you know.
Yeah. Well, especially if somebody has more than one, too. At that point, by the second one, they're like, they're fine.
Yeah. So the parents that we've been chilling with, they go, I'm attached, but please hold my kid. I don't need every second of the day with him.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was funny. I had to bring that up because I saw that photo. It was like a weekend, and I was like, what is going on in this picture?
Good times.
I'm proud of you for holding the baby, Ray, because you definitely did look terrified. Okay. Anything else going on?
Pool season. But we talked about vacations, kind of mm-hmm. trying to plan a trip. We haven't done our IT trip of the summer.
Yeah.
So trying to plan that. Are we going to go to Mexico? Kidding. Ooh. I'm kidding. You're not supposed to go there now.
I mean, it's different parts of Mexico. Mexico is pretty large.
So we're planning that. My nephew, he's going to come down very soon because one of our Christmas presents was he gets to come live with us for a week or something.
Mm.
So he's going to come down and chill, and he's 15. He's at that awesome age where I can do anything with him. We golf. We go to a batting cage. We go not hit on chicks, but I'm at the grocery store and I push him into a girl his age.
Oh, you're being that uncle?
One time I drove by and I rolled out his window. And there are these two girls his age. And he got so embarrassed, he like hit the window to roll it up, dump pop all over the car. And I was like, hey, that's dating, baby. That's how it goes.
That's not dating. Just like embarrassment.
I rolled his window down to honk. So the girls looked at him and he's standing there and he's trying to roll the window up and pops flying everywhere.
This poor kid's going to be traumatized.
It was awesome.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited for y'all. Sounds like you guys have a fun summer plan. It's not even summer yet.
You?
I am currently trying to make a decision if I am going to adopt my foster cat.
Oh my gosh.
Big decision.
Yeah.
And I do not know what to do.
Yeah. I would go with your heart.
Yeah. My heart is like half and half. That's the problem. Because I adore her and I love her. She's very sweet and very loving. And now she has a big personality. Every time my alarm goes off in the morning, she like jumps up on the bed and sits there like, you're awake now? Like, time to hang out? And it's really cute. She has kind of a dog-like personality, which is why I love Siamese so much, and that's why I wanted to adopt one. But she still swats at Remy sometimes, and I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they'll get better at that, but also cats, you can leave for, not a week. You can leave them for 3 days. Mm-hmm. They take care of themselves.
They do. They are very self-efficient, and they're much more low-maintenance than dogs.
Okay, 2 days. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, you got to put out a lot of food and stuff for them.
Our Baser's mom comes and stays the entire day with Pablo.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, so she's like the best caretaker ever. But yeah,
I know. And like not being next to my parents, like them not being in town, definitely makes it hard to leave. Mm-hmm. Especially having animals already with having Remy, but now having if I decide to take on two.
Yeah, two's tough, girl.
I know. I'm by myself.
You're gonna be outnumbered by animals.
I don't hate that.
The animals could overtake you.
I don't hate that. I love that with my life. But I am by myself. So I am. I'm literally in a rock and a hard place trying to make that decision.
Okay, Bailey Zimmerman.
I didn't even mean to. I didn't even mean to do that.
When you get this cat, you're going to get a dude. And then you're going to have the fullest house of full.
And I love that. I love a full house.
All right. That's what you're going to get.
I know. I do. I mean, that is the catch 22. I've always made sure, like, the guys that I end up dating like animals because I want to rescue a lot of animals.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing. But there's a lot of guys out there that don't like cats and I don't understand.
Yeah, weirdos.
Why?
I don't know. They're viewed as a woman's animal.
But they're not. They kind of act like dudes. Like the way that their personalities are and how they're kind of elusive and you know what I mean?
But I mean, I play sports with my cat. I play golf with him. I throw balls. We play tag. He jumps after me, nips at my ankles. We play everything together. He's actually just like a human to me.
Exactly.
He just doesn't speak back.
See, you're one of the good guys that like cats.
I don't care about the image. You know, God, only girls have cats. I've had a blast with my cat.
But interesting enough, you're not a big fan of dogs, though.
I am, though. But if it's the right one, we're going to get an Australian.
No, I bring Remy in here and you're like, what is that thing?
Because it was nuts at first, but I'm sure it would calm down.
She just wanted to say hi to you.
We've been looking at an Australian. I believe that's what they're called.
Oh my God, Ray, you want to talk about nuts? You think Remy is?
I've seen him around my apartment complex.
Oh my God, Ray, they're cattle dogs.
Okay.
They literally herd. Like they love having jobs.
Then we're going to get one when we get a house.
I mean, yeah, but you want to talk about high energy. If you thought Remy is the chillest dog ever, and if you thought Remy had high energy.
I'm getting a sheepdog.
Yes. LOL. I cannot wait for this. I'm actually dying right now. That would be, oh my God.
We need to do a little bit of research on them.
Yes, right? That is not a low energy dog.
No, we're going to obviously throw it up. You know, we're going to try out different dogs. Figure it. Baser wants a dog, but yeah. We feel like we got to get a house first.
I know Baser wants a dog. She always comments on Remy stuff. She's like, I love her. But then there's Ray. I bring Remy in and he's like, what is that thing?
One time.
It's funny though. Hey, everybody loves Remy. Remy's like the dog that everybody wants.
Agreed.
So you want Astra? Oh my God. I'm not going to let that one go. That was hilarious. All right. So yeah, that's what's going on. I also went to Nashville Palace for the first time.
I've seen Instagram stuff about that place.
Dude, you've never been?
No. I'm not going to go line dance.
Oh, but it's not just line dancing. But it's very structured, which kind of threw me off. Because back home, we have a line dancing two-step bar in the same vein. But it's like chaos. You can have your drinks on the dance floor. And the songs, there's no like rhyme or reason. It's just a vibe. But this one, you got 3 line dance songs, 3 two-step songs, 3 freestyle songs. And they go in that order all night long.
Really?
Yeah. And you can't have drinks on the dance floor. You will get yelled at.
Okay.
And if you're not line dancing or trying to learn the line dance, you're not allowed to be on the dance floor. Like, it is intense.
Who'd you go with?
Kevin, for Kevin's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I've never been and I've wanted to go. Yeah, let's go.
Good time?
Oh my God, it was a blast.
Okay.
And there, listen, this may be the place where I meet my guy.
I think people also play music there.
Yeah, I do think there's performances. There's also another area that's like a restaurant and there is live music playing there.
It's Opryland, right?
Yeah, it's by Opryland.
Okay.
But it is, I'm telling you, you would have so much fun. This is like your vibe.
I would go. I mean, I'm into the wear your boots, mm-hmm. look like a cowboy in Nashville, so yeah.
And it is fun to watch the line dancing. They're like, I know maybe 3 line dancing songs, like the bare minimum, but these people know a line dance to like the most obscure songs. I'm like, where did that even come from?
Well, those people are driving in from the, rural areas of the mm-hmm. Nashville Metroplex. And that's their life. Well, okay. They rope cattle and then they go dance at Nashville Palace.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. This is why I may meet my man here because he's probably like, you know, got a good life going on.
Well, you better be ready to move to Jolton.
I'm not ready for that.
An hour northwest of town.
Not looking for that. Listen, Ray, I'm looking for a modern cowboy. Okay. I need like
your house in the city getting sold.
No.
You are moving to Lebanon.
Okay, Ray just shut down my idea of where I'm gonna find my new man. Okay, well, coming in at the number one spot, Amy shared some personal news, and that was a lot on the show this week, and we all love her a lot, so we're thinking about her, and that's all I'm gonna say. Ray, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, Baser said I need to reach out. I think I will.
You should.
Okay.
You absolutely should. Okay. But we'll just leave that one there and we'll end on the fact that Ray thinks I'm never going to find a man that I can't move without, basically. So, Ray, tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
Yes. Sizzin Raymundo on Twitter and Instagram. Also, the Sore Losers podcast. You can get that on wherever you get your music and podcasts from. And you can find Morgan, actually, in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, an hour north of town.
I hate you so much. This is why I can't confess things with you, because it's just like an automatic roast session.
Like not one of those dudes works on Music Row.
Well, yeah, that's the idea, right? It's obviously not working for me. I've lived here for 7 years and I'm still single.
Not saying they're not good guys, but I'm just saying, you're moving to a farm.
Okay. You can find me at Web Girl Morgan on all the things, and the show at Bobby Bone Show. And we love y'all. Ray, thank you for hanging out with me. Not thank you for roasting me.
Thank you, G.
Glad you were able to do this. This is great.
Sorry, I got your name wrong. I'll work on your last name.
Yeah, can you say it one more time?
I just read it, so it's just how I read it. I've never heard it pronounced.
Morgan Hulsman.
Oh, I thought it was Huselman.
Hulsman.
Okay.
Like Yule, but Hule.
Just made a note for next time.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you did
it. And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.